As of now, we are still in boycott. And today morning, I addressed the country, re-emphasized and reiterated the continuation of our boycott. Today in the afternoon, in the plenary session, the House Speaker announced that government was ready tomorrow to come up with a statement responding to a plethora of demands that we made. And tomorrow early in the morning, we will convene with my team and the entire caucus of the opposition to figure out how to deal with a statement that will be made by government tomorrow in the afternoon. So apparently, as of now, the boycott is still on until otherwise announced.
Honorable, I read the speaker said that if you do not end your boycott, you will be barred from serving, I think, on committees or participating in some parliamentary issue involving, say, going to sports events abroad. What do you think about that?
I still think that this House Speaker made that statement in jest, probably to arouse further curiosity over the matter. Otherwise, the statement so made by the House Speaker has no space in our rules, let alone any law of the land. The circumstances under which such conditions can apply are different, and they have nothing to do with the prevailing condition. I think the Speaker was trying to be rather political than legal, and respond and respect legal matters, not political pronouncements.
One of your colleagues, or some of your colleagues, are saying that why don't you identify individuals that you think are missing so that the government can deal with that? But some of them say they don't know who you are talking about that is missing.
I think those individuals are really laggards in terms of information at their disposal. We have since profiled every missing person. We have provided information relating to family video graft, family members, children, parents, those who were married, wives speaking out to the nature of how their loved ones were abducted. So the information is readily available to whoever cares, and therefore the lack of information is no longer an issue. Each and every person has been properly profiled. The information was made available to the House Speaker. He conveyed it to the executive. The chapter of no information has since been closed.
Do your members or do you still serve on committees?
Yes, I have even today addressed and reiterated to my members that any committees should go on. And I have really rebuked the single chairperson who chased away a member yesterday from the committee. I personally attended a committee on appointments with the House Speaker as the chairperson, and I was never asked to leave to take it. The House Speaker knows so well that that kind of a directive cannot be implemented anywhere, because implementing a directive must have the basis of law. So I have advised my members to continue attending to committees.